You talked about the aches and pains that people get with these aromatase inhibitors. Can you talk a little bit more about the clinical syndrome, how often you see it, and what happens and how you manage it?
This has been a very vexing issue because there is anywhere from a 30 to 40% reported rate of complaints about aches and pains. Although when you look at the ATAC trial, the rate of that complaint is very little different from the tamoxifen arm. What is different is the severity of it. In other words, the incidence of the complaint is similar, but it seems to be higher grade, if you will, with the aromatase inhibitor. The cause of this complaint is really not clear. And in fact, an interesting observation, I think, from the Women's Health Initiative is that it really may be linked to the profound lowering of estrogen and not linked to anything else. There have been discussions of vitamin D and calcium and so on. And it may just be that those people with the most profound estrogen suppression are the ones that have aches and pains. This is exacerbating actually a fairly frequent menopausal complaint of aches and pains. And it may be that this is physiologic.
How do you manage patients who have the problem?
Well, the first thing we say is get used to this, see how bad it really is. If it's a mild thing and you can tolerate it, maybe that's all that we need to do. We recommend non-steroidals or COX-2 inhibitors in occasional patients. Exercise, by the way, I think is probably very important. And finally, for those patients who are really intolerant, we sometimes rotate our way through several of the AIs in an attempt to find one that, for whatever reason, has lesser side effects. And ultimately, for the patient who just can't tolerate any of the three AIs available, we go to tamoxifen and we say, look, this is an effective therapy, and we don't know that we're compromising very much by using tamoxifen, and so at least we'll have that.
Do you see tachyphylaxis? In other words, if you keep the patient on the agent, does it tend to get better?
I actually haven't seen much of that. I think some people become accepting of it.
Interesting.